This is IGN.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
Trick Topography. This is your IGN review of Viewfinder by Tristan Ogilvie. It's not often that a first-person puzzle platformer comes along with a new mechanic that's as brain-breaking as Portal, but Viewfinder deserves to be put on that same high shelf. This game gives an inventive new meaning to the term point-and-click adventure by arming you with an old-school instant film camera that doesn't just allow you to snap a photo of your surroundings, but physically bend and break them to your will in order to forge new paths toward each level's goal. It's an ingenious, perspective-based puzzle-solving tool that constantly evolves over the course of the 6-hour journey, and one that kept me hooked all the way through, despite the fact its story never developed quite as sharply as one of its freshly shaken Polaroid pictures. Viewfinder's unique method of using trick photography to transform its topography is so brilliant that I can barely even understand how it exists, much less fully explain it. You can take a photo of virtually anything you can see in each level's floating island landscape, hold up that 2D image in front of another part of your surroundings, then magically superimpose the shot in full-scale 3D and thus seismically alter the space behind it. You might take a photo of an open door and slap it onto a wall so that you can then pass through it to the other side in classic Looney Tunes fashion, or tilt a side-on picture of a bridge towards the edge of an out-of-reach rooftop in order to produce a handy ramp. It's a canny piece of map manipulation that seems simple early on, but soon scales wonderfully in complexity, and it's one of those games where you're never sure if what you've come up with is the solution or just a solution that you invented. In one late game level, I managed to reach the exit by crafting a collage of inverted staircases so seemingly impossible to navigate that it would have sent MC Escher fumbling with his phone in an attempt to open Google Maps. What's really remarkable is how liberating and seamless the landscape fracturing photography feels, for the most part. I never came up against an obtrusive out-of-bounds message, and nor were any of my scenery-shattering shots ever implemented in a noticeably glitchy way. There are some important restrictions in place. The sense of challenge is preserved by limiting the amount of photos you can capture to the number of sheets of film paper in your camera, and you're forbidden to place any pictures that will destroy the level's teleporter exit and thus prevent you from completing it. Otherwise, you effectively have free rein to experiment with layering your shots on the world at any angle, and this freedom is only further reinforced by the fact that any mistakes you do make are easily undone thanks to a snappy rewind function. It basically allows you to instantly hop back through your movements in each level like you're Control-Z-ing your way back down through added layers of a Photoshop document. Viewfinder's early puzzles are mostly concerned with repurposing simple things like walls and doors in your surroundings in order to construct a path to the goal, but new elements are introduced at a steady clip in order to present increasingly complicated conundrums to the use of each composition. A photocopier allows you to duplicate images, and therefore any of the items in frame, which is handy for cloning the batteries used to power electrical circuits, while mounted cameras with timers can be used to snap a selfie, the result of which can be then employed to teleport yourself across gaps or through caged walls. Often there's no photography required whatsoever. Instead, identifying the way forward involves overcoming clever forced perspective tricks disguising hidden tunnels or bridges that are right under your nose, like the leap of faith sequence from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Viewfinder rarely relies on the same optical trickery for long, and this healthy puzzle variety kept me glued to each task and eyeing each puzzle arena from every possible angle. I didn't feel much of a pull towards investigating the plot of Viewfinder, however. The story is set in the future where climate change has reached its endgame. The planet is bathed in a Blade Runner 2049-esque orange hue, and natural vegetation is seemingly no more. The puzzle challenges you're asked to complete are actual virtual reality constructs based on the research of a team of climate scientists, with a goal of discovering the design of a machine capable of reversing the Earth's decline. It's a premise that's both intriguing and somewhat depressingly relevant, but the plot is a bit too nebulous because it's effectively told via out-of-sequence audio logs and the odd diary page here and there, which didn't give me a great deal to cling to. And thematically, nothing about this photography-themed game really resonates with the idea of a post-climate apocalypse world. There's also the odd lighthearted interjection on comms from your research partner Jesse, and the occasional word of encouragement from a Cheshire cat-like feline friend that pops up as you explore deeper down the research rabbit hole, but neither are capable of conjuring the same sorts of laughs as GLaDOS, Wheatley, or even just the sentry turrets from the Portal series, and I ultimately tune them out in favor of focusing on the next terrain-twisting task at hand. What Viewfinder lacks in story substance and compelling characters, it more than makes up for via the pure, mind-boggling exhilaration of its perspective-warping puzzle-solving. Its superb photo-based environmental deformation doesn't just break ground, it bends and stretches it into entirely new shapes and forms in the wake of each puzzle completed, while also introducing regular game-changing parameters that force me to continually think outside the frame of my shots. The ability to transport yourself into paintings and screenshots makes for a journey that consistently captivates in between each carefully considered camera capture, and the rapid rewind function emboldens you to get creative with puzzle solutions without fear of retribution. Spellbindingly surreal and stimulating to the end, Viewfinder is the freakiest form of photo mode in which every snap is a happy one. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Viewfinder, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.